Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I was really fooled by that. Mac Jones wasn't even a top 10 pick.
Well, he's going third overall. They traded up for him.
As if. The late night anger management class. The NFL draft, round one, ding, 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 ding. We're not done. There's a round two, round twos and three tomorrow, and then the rest cranks out on Saturday. And there should be more, there's going to be more numbers posted, right? Like, we're not done. And now you got your second round, and, you know, there's already some players posted, but there'll be even more in the morning, I would expect. Like, Kellen Mond is still on the board right now. Ian Book, Jamie Newman, Davis Mills, some quarterbacks. We gave you Davis Mills over under 68.5. He's currently sitting at 60.5. He's not going to last the 68.5, and that'll just be another damn winner that we gave you. For those of you, and I know not everybody bets the NFL draft, I equate the NFL draft bettors. If you don't bet the NFL draft, then you probably don't watch NFL preseason football. You don't bet on the preseason. You're a casual fan. If you're a hardcore NFL fan, you obviously bet on the draft. And for the record, we told a story about somebody that we knew that basically bet $25,000 on NFL draft props. His main prop won. And he bet $17,000 on over 4.5 wide receivers taken in the first round. And he laid like -300 to do it. So basically, he won. Yeah, he won like five dimes, six dimes. You know, the 17 paid back, you know, 22 or whatever, 21 and a half, 22. But nevertheless, it's a lot of money to risk at that number, but it sailed over. He wins the bet. It is what it is. And congratulations. So we'll have more numbers to break down. We'll give you our thoughts. You know, I'm not really into grading things because we don't know how these, you know, how these players are going to play. It's like trades. You can't grade a trade for a couple of years. You can't grade a draft for a couple of years. Can't grade a draft like right after it's done. Teddy Covers was with us in level one. He brought up a great point, looking up the old the draft grades for the Chiefs. Why did they trade up? Patrick Mahomes, oh, he never won in college. He's played a bunch of track meet games. Kingsbury's an idiot. No, Kingsbury's an NFL coach who's not an idiot. And Mahomes is a Super Bowl champion who's the best player in the NFL. So, you know, they traded up to get him. You know, where did Lamar Jackson go on the draft? Lamar Jackson was the last quarterback taken in the first round. He was one of the best ones. Him and Josh Allen are the best ones out of that class. All right? The so-called experts don't know squat, and that's why we just went 10-2 in the draft tonight. All right? That's why we went 10-2. Big Card Julio is going to step up and in from the Windy City. Our Windy City Bears report. Bring it.
Non-stop live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
What, are you not going to listen?
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk, right here.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
But why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Shout out to Johnny Cakes in our chat, who says Jim Harbaugh will be coaching Fields after this year. Yeah, former Bears quarterback. They like Big Ten quarterbacks with the Bears, actually. Over the years, been a lot of Big Ten quarterbacks. Shout out to everybody tuning in. All right, so people asking me, do I like Trey Lance? A lot of questions going on. We're going to get to Julio in Chicago. Of course, play-by-play voice of Chicago State. Host a show in Chicago. And, of course, his Smooth Pipes, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls. But let's just go to Matt, actually. Matt's been patient. Matt in the Canadian capital of Ottawa steps up and in. What's going on, Matt? How you doing tonight?
Very good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. What do you got, Matt?
Not too much. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, and I'm fine with their pick and everything. But to be honest, the Lions kind of pissed me off. I thought they should have picked Justin Fields. I'm fine with the offensive line, but like that guy's probably going to be playing for another team in like 4 or 5 years because the Lions still suck. Like I don't hate Jared Goff, but man, like the Bears just traded up to pick a dude. Like I don't know, Lions man, do something.
this is why we can't have nice things. So if you're not a Lions fan, why are you so mad? I don't understand. Like, what's his rage? Like, I'm not a Lions fan, but I'm so like, guy's like flipping out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's a lot of anger there. A lot of anger. Good thing we made Julio wait for that, actually, huh? Good thing we made Julio wait. And of course, Julio, I don't know why he's so mad at the Bears or the Lions, actually. I think the Lions did it. First off, listen, I would not have had a problem with the Lions taking Justin Fields if they didn't already have the great Jared Goff. You know, they got the great Jared Goff. I don't know how many times we're going to tell you people this stuff, but the guy that runs the Lions now is the guy that drafted Jared Goff, right? So they weren't drafted a quarterback there, even though I thought they could be tempted with Spielman being the Ohio State guy. All right, no more calls from Ottawa. Let's bring in Chicago. Our main man, Julio, joins us. It's a good thing we're on satellite radio. Listen, I would let the guy go on and start bitching, and I would have started yelling at him. But, for our AM affiliates in Tennessee and stuff like that, I don't need trouble in Bible Belt country. You know what I'm saying, Julio?
No, absolutely. Working at an FCC-regulated station, I always have my hand on the dump button ready to go.
Oh, I missed the dump button.
And the dump buttons is a great miracle, Gabe, no doubt about it. Having worked in radio, my first job in radio, Gabe, in Wyoming, my boss, a Detroit Lions fan, always upset, especially when it came time to play the Packers. I know his pain. I know the caller's pain. It's tough being an NFC North fan these years.
Yeah, and I agree with Van Fobb, actually. No more calls from Ottawa or Browns fans. Yeah, you know what I mean? Or Browns fans. So I think that's actually fair. All right, so listen, Julio. Teddy didn't like the deal. He compared the Bears to the Jets as like a crap-ass franchise to make stupid decisions. He said, well, why did they sign Andy Dalton? They do this and that, whatever. We went over what they gave up. They gave up quite a lot, actually. So, obviously, so it was 20-11. So they give up their 20th pick. So the Giants move from 11. The Giants then get the Bears' 20th pick. They get the Bears' first-round draft pick next year and their fourth-round draft pick next year. It's quite a bit of capital, but what's the word in the Windy City? To me, Bear fans loved it at the draft. Bear fans on Twitter liked it after the fact because fans don't really think about what they gave up as far as picks. They just think, you know what? We just went from Andy Dalton to Justin Fields. What's your take? And now, why is it that we got the jackass on, and now and we lose Julio? It's Julio. Oh my God! Nothing can ever just like be normal, huh? We can't just have like I blame Julio for this. Actually, we're not blaming our guys, but we can't just like have like you know. Just like 5 minutes of just like normalness ever, right? It's asking too much. It's asking too much. It's like once we start, like it's like walking and chewing gum at the same time. It's like you know, you walk face first into a telephone pole, huh? Face first into a telephone pole. Joe Lisi, just tweets notable names for tomorrow and Saturday. Kyle Trask, he loves Kyle Trask. Marshall out of LSU. He's a good wide receiver. Elijah Moore is still on the board. Rondale Moore, Ashante Samuel. Some good players, man. Christian Barrymore on the board. Still there as well. So what's going on here, Matthias? Are we getting Julio back, or am I just going to have to start yelling and raging here? All right, so we're being informed that this is actually on Julio. Yeah. Yes, we're being informed. Evidently, Julio is having some phone issues. What kind of operation are you running down there, Julio, in Chicago? Okay, I'm gonna throw like I gotta start down throwing my guests under the bus. But for the love of God, you know, I build it up. What are people saying about Justin Fields? I get left hanging. And no. We will not be taking any more phone calls right now. I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood right now. So, look, Andy Dalton's making $10 million, all right? $10 million is nothing. It really is. And it kind of sucks to pay him this as a backup, but it is what it is. You have Andy Dalton, who's a veteran quarterback. And the thing with Andy Dalton is, Dalton's going to be happy to hang around in the NFL for years. He's going to be happy to, you know what I mean? He's just going to be happy to hang around. So, Dalton, like some guys are not good mentors. Like Ryan Fitzpatrick was cool with Tua this year, but Ryan Fitzpatrick was never cool with any other quarterback before. Like that's what pissed the Bills off about Doug Flutie, that Doug Flutie was never cool with the other quarterbacks. Like Doug Flutie saw them as rivals, not teammates. Andy Dalton will gladly be the backup quarterback of the Chicago Bears for the next 5 years. You know what I'm saying? If they let him. So Dalton's not going to cause problems. And Justin Fields is already better. The only problem for Dalton is he's not very good. He's not mobile. People in Chicago didn't like Trubisky. Trubisky actually was mobile and stuff, right? I think we got Julio back. What's going on, Julio? You lose power? What's up?
Yeah, it's the wonders of cell phone, Gabe. Some days it works, some days they don't. I wish I was on landline, to be honest with you, but
God, who's your? I don't want to. Don't bring up your provider. Actually, it might be a sponsor in some city of ours. So, but it's all good, Julio. So, I gotta tell you though, right now, Matthias and Yang are just like yes, like Matthias, just like thank God this isn't on us, right? I knew too. I could tell, and if you notice, Matthias, right away, I knew. I could tell, like, I'm like, yeah, that's, I can tell when the phone is gone. I can tell everything. I've been doing this 19 years. I was like, that's on Julio. And I knew right away. But we're done throwing you under the bus, Julio. So, oh, now we're going to the break. All right, so Julio just sabotaged this segment completely.
My apologies.
So, okay. Yeah, you should be apologized. Thank you. We'll get Julio's thoughts on the other side now since we've got a break coming up. Justin Fields, a damn good quarterback. The problem is, you gave up next year's first round pick, and how many games are you going to win this year? Bring it.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
24 hours a day, working hard to bring you the news you can use.
Get on the grid.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Betting Freddy. I like it. All right, let's try it again with the Windy City Sports Report. Julio Rosario joins us. And you know what? There's one thing that sucks. You know, I was going to say, you know, since we've had our own technical issues in the past, I can't take, I've got to always look the other way. I can't be hypocritical. But we love Julio. So, Julio, what's the word in Chicago? From what I saw, and I got a lot of Bears fans on Twitter. We do have a lot of listeners in Chicago and stuff, as you know. From all the Bears fans that I see, no one's bitching about the trade, the picks that they gave up. They're just happy to get Fields. What are you hearing? What's your opinion?
Yeah, the consensus is it's, you know, standing ovation. People love the fact that Justin Fields dropped all the way, at least till 10, for the Bears to get this opportunity to get the trade. There's just a segment of Bears fans that worry, can Matt Nagy actually coach up a guy like Justin Fields? Can Ryan Pace actually fulfill the roster? Can he get some solid offensive linemen into the Bears? I think it was a ballsy move. You got to tip your cap to Ryan Pace, who clearly didn't care about draft capital. He saw draft capital the way our U.S. senators and congressmen see the U.S. dollar. Keep printing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just trade it away in his eyes. And look, Dave Gettleman, from what I'm hearing, the trade sort of went down this afternoon. So Gettleman felt, you know, it was going to be a move that he wasn't going to get fleeced on. Obviously, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy thought if a guy like Justin Fields could slip down to 10 or 11, which he did, it was the right move for them. So I think overall, everyone that is a Bears fan loves the move. I think it's a great move for the Bears, and I think it's a long-term project that unfortunately puts the onus back on a Matt Nagy to see if he's actually an offensive guru. Can he have a good offense produced with a guy like Justin Fields?
Yeah, but the thing with Fields is, Fields is better than Nagy is, right? So,
100%.
Like Fields, yeah, like Fields isn't the project. Fields is ready to go. Like Fields can start next week, you know, next week type thing in the NFL. What he's, you know, is he gonna have growing pains? Yes, but he's the second best quarterback and most ready quarterback in the draft, along with Trevor Lawrence. He just beat Trevor Lawrence, as we stated. You know, so he's ready to go. But you're right, Dalton, like I actually think Fields will be the starter. I think he's going to win the job. I'd be surprised if he doesn't win the job and Dalton's the backup to start the season. And if you're a Bears player too, guys, if you're a Bears, and you're right, we'll get to the PR in a second, but if you're a Bears player, you just went from, oh God, man, we've got like a 33-year-old like kid, howdy doody dude or whatever, however Dalton is, 34, whatever, how old he is now. Past his prime, nice guy Dalton, good teammate, nice guy. But you're thinking, oh my God, I went from Mitch Trubisky who struggled to now we got Dalton who's gonna get murdered and oh my God, we got Justin Fields, who just went to the national championship, who's been one of the top-rated quarterbacks through high school, college, and now into the pros. He's not like a Johnny-come-lately like Zach Wilson. Justin Fields has been one of the top prospects in the country his entire life, and here he is now. And also, Julio, I like, look, I'm a Michigan fan, but I'll tip my cap to Ohio State and their success. But also just sort of the blue-collarness, the toughness, the cold weather, the pressure of playing for a big-time program that, like, it's not like a lot of college teams, you can't compare to playing for the Bears. Alabama, yes. Auburn, yes. There's a few, you know what I mean, where, like, you understand that, listen, when you play for this team, people in this town and this city expect you to win. And, you know, they expect a certain level here. And Chicago is one of those places, but so is Columbus. So, do you know what I'm saying? Justin Fields is coming from, like, he's taking a step down in programs. He's coming from excellence. It's not like, hey, kid, we need you to raise your, it's not like Trey Lance. Hey, kid, we need you to raise your game, man. This ain't North Dakota. You're in the NFL now. Trey Lance rolls in from Ohio State. He's ready to go. You know what I mean? He's ready to go. I like it a lot. I love it. You know what I mean? I'm down with it. Did they give up a lot? Yes, but to me, they got their guy, and I think the Bears have their quarterback for the next 6 to 8 years.
I mean, yeah, people may not understand, at least here in the Midwest, Ohio State are bigger than the Browns. They're bigger than the Bengals. I mean, they're the team in the state of Ohio. And for him to transfer from Georgia to Ohio State, he could have gone to any other school. He could have gone maybe a little step down in the competition, but no, he went to the Big Ten, and you're right, Gabe. All the pressure on him for him to succeed, for him to have a touchdown to interception ratio of 67-9 over a 3-year span. Confidence, you can see the confidence in him. Obviously has some things to work on, but I think it was a slam dunk for the Bears. And like you said, like, if Matt Nagy can't get the job done, they're going to bring someone else in. They could bring a Jim Harbaugh if his reign in Ann Arbor doesn't work out well. I mean, you saw what he did with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, and they went to the Super Bowl. Justin Fields could bring a guy like Allen Robinson, who may have been disgruntled coming into training camp with the Bears placing the franchise tag and the Bears not really negotiating with him over the course of the season, to Allen Robinson might wanting to step up his game to another level to either get a long-term deal with the Bears or get it from someplace else. Bringing in a Justin Fields really does elevate the roster. Does it get the Bears to the playoffs? That's going to be a tough test if you look at their schedule, but this does bring a new lease on life for this group, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but we're talking, like, people talk. Am I crazy, Julio, or did the Chicago Bears make the playoffs this past year?
No, they did. Absolutely.
You raise a good point. Let me just backtrack on something you said, too, that I agree with. As I said, they made the playoffs last year. All right? They lost to the Saints, but they made the freaking playoffs. And Mitch Trubisky, it wasn't perfect, but it's a good point you raise as far as Nagy is concerned. Maybe with better coaching, Trubisky would have been better, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, put it this way, Luke. You don't, like, I guarantee you that Trubisky's going to be better with Brian Daboll, being around Josh Allen and Brian Daboll. Look what Brian Daboll did for Josh Allen. And look what Jordan Palmer did. Carson Palmer's brother is actually the quarterback coach in Buffalo. So look what Palmer did for Josh Allen. Look what they're going to do for Trubisky. The Bills even said that. The Bills said, like, it's kind of cocky, but the Bills said, they said Mitch will be here for a year and he's going to get a deal as a starter next year somewhere else. Right? In other words, we're going to revamp this guy, teach him how to be a quarterback. And they said he's got a ton. And I like what Brandon Bean said. He goes, I don't know what happened in Chicago besides the fact that he was 61-39 as a starter. I like when he said that. He goes, all I know is he wins games. And he goes, I don't care what they say or what happened in Chicago. He goes, all I know is we got the third overall pick from a couple of years ago to be our backup quarterback. We're very pleased. And I'm pleased as well. I'm very happy with the deal to have Trubisky as the backup. So you're right. If Nagy screws this up, you're done, bro. And then another coach comes in and coaches Justin Fields. He better be able to be successful with this kid. And as we stated, the defense is there. I know the schedule is tough for you, but they made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs last year. And the Lions are going to suck. The Vikings are average. And the Packers are good. But the Bears could technically be the second best team in this division.
Yeah, I think that the fan base would be happy with the Bears winning 17-10, 20-14 type of games with a solid defense if they see improvement from the offense. I think drafting a Justin Fields is an opportunity to change the culture of the Bears. They've always been a defense, a running back type of team, winning ugly, you know, monsters of midway, yada, yada, yada. But bringing a guy like Justin Fields could really change this group into actually being an offensive firepower team. But if Matt Nagy is too stubborn with his offense and doesn't utilize the skill sets and take advantage of the skill sets that Justin Fields brings to you, this team could be struggling, and he'll be the first manager to lose his job, no doubt about it. But I agree with you too, Gabe. This team can make the playoffs, just whether or not the coaching staff can put this team in the right position to win games early in the season to get them there.
Listen, you can't. One thing in sports, we can't. Pace has made mistakes. We can't. You can't erase them. It is what it is. He's still there right now. But to me, this is the best player. This is a nice move that he's just pulled off. And don't forget, bringing in Khalil Mack as well. So now, Julio, the Bears go 52. Now they go 52. They need another wide receiver, bro. So you've got Robinson, and Robinson's going to be happy. Mooney's good. I get it. People like him and stuff. But you need another wide receiver, in my opinion. And another running back wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah, I mean, the sentiment I'm getting, I chatted to with one of the Bears reporters before I left work this evening, and his feeling is either wide receiver and offensive lineman, and I sort of agree with him. I think the Bears will utilize these next couple of picks, second and the third round, for offense. It's just a matter of who's the best player available at the time, but I agree. It's either going to be a wide receiver or an offensive lineman, but I think the Bears feel comfortable with some of their skill set receivers.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
That they could take an offensive lineman in the second round and try to get another diamond in the rough in the third.
The Chicago Bears win total 7.5, heavily shaded to the under. Man, they can win 8 games. Give me the over. Give me the over.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen.
You learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down. Breaking it down post-draft. It's a Thursday night throwdown. And speaking of which, I've been calling my show the Thursday Night Throwdown for 19 years. I was watching the NFL Network tonight, and they said, turn it into the Thursday Night Throwdown. I'm like, oh, am I getting pimped on the NFL Network? No, they just stole it. I think I'm going to contact my attorneys. So we mentioned it. Julio's the play-by-play voice of Chicago State Cougars and the Windy City Bulls. Check them out on the 670, The Score, in the Windy City. So I'm getting fired up, Julio. I'm not even a Bears fan. And it's funny, I hate Ohio State. but I got nothing against Justin Fields. And I like Justin Fields with the Bears here. And now in a 17-game schedule, win total 7.5 at plus money, we should add right now. At plus money, you get a plus 140, a plus 145 with the Bears. So they go 8-9 next year. And even though we all take pot shots at Andy Dalton could be a 500 quarterback. So let's just say hypothetically, Andy Dalton plays the first month before he gets hurt, right? Which he will. So, and anyways, Justin Fields could win the job out of camp, but let's just say he does it, and Andy Dalton's the quarterback, and they go 2-2 type thing, and then Justin Fields steps in with 13 games left at 2-2. He just needs to go 6-7. I think they can do that. Remember, guys, 17 games now, so 7.5 for the Bears. I go over the number, Julio. Bears win 8 games this year or more.
In previous Windy City sports reports, Gabe, I've been saying I'd hammer the Bears, and I'd hammer the Bears alternate under win totals, simply factoring in the coach handicap. With this drafting of Justin Fields, and like you mentioned earlier, which is getting everyone excited, like Allen Robinson's going to play hard. The defense is going to be more excited coming into training camp. I agree
exactly.
with you. I would take the over 7.5. 8-9 seems like a good number for the Bears at the end of the season. Maybe even 9-8 to finish the season with the defense giving them maybe 2-3 wins early in the year. I like it, Gabe. I mean, the Bears play the Bengals this year. They play the Ravens, the Cardinals. And, you know, if you listen to Gabe, if you're throughout the NFL season, can Lamar Jackson and the Ravens play good against a good defense in the regular season? You'll find that out later this year. The Bears got San Francisco, Seattle, Pittsburgh. I think they can win. I think they can go over that win total, Gabe. And
that's
I agree
tough.
With you. I think Andy Dalton.
You're right.
Andy Dalton will be the starter coming into the season. I think the Bears over the summer will work on Justin Fields, get some trick plays, try to find that perfect opportunity week 4, week 5, whatever that, whenever the bye week falls for the Bears. But I do think over the middle of the season, Justin Fields will take over. And I think the Bears, it's going to be tough, but I think they can get over 7.5 wins.
I think the defense can carry them, and I think he'll play before week 7. I think he'll get in there. Well, we have a lot of time for that debate, all right, but we're already to that point. But one thing, guys, if you think about it, and I like what the Lions did with Sewell, and you guys know I like Jared Goff more than other people, but the Lions really do have arguably one of the thinnest rosters in the NFL, right? So they're rebuilding, the Lions, right now. The Minnesota Vikings are okay. They can be good. Kirk Cousins puts up a bunch of numbers when they're trailing. He'll throw 2 picks in the first half. They'll suck. He'll throw 300 yards in the second half, and people, oh, look at his numbers. It's like, yeah, he lost again. And Dalvin Cook is good, but he can't stay healthy. Like, the Vikings are okay, but I'm not losing sleep over, you know, them if I'm the Bears. And then you get the Packers. Let's just say, dude, I don't know, but this Aaron Rodgers stuff is blowing up. The Packers are denying all these media reports. Rodgers hasn't said anything. Rich Eisen, who I do have respect for tonight, said that Aaron Rodgers, he said what he hears, and Rich Eisen's, you know, in the know. So Rich Eisen said what he hears about Aaron Rodgers isn't that he wants out of Green Bay. Is that he's tired, like he wants a contract, essentially. like basically none of this, like Jordan Love, like, you know what I mean? Like the Packer GM said the other day, I think this is what pissed him off. The Packer GM said he's our quarterback for the foreseeable future, for now. What does that mean? Like, you got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Like, what are you guys trying to anger him? So finally, I think he said to them, listen, you know, what are we doing here? Like, are you going to give me a contract or should I be looking for a job type thing? Should I be going anywhere else? So I don't know. But let's just say the Green Bay thing falls apart, bro. Then suddenly the Bears win totals looking even better, isn't it, Julio?
Yeah, I grab it now, Gabe. 7.5. Shh, don't tell anyone. This is just between us. 7.5 at plus value right now looks like a great number.
That's Gabe. What I'm saying.
Because in Green Bay, it could be the biggest divorce in sports history, bigger than Wayne leaving Edmonton to go to Los Angeles. Wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, still in his considered late prime of his career, if it's Green Bay that's leading this divorce, I don't know how Packer fans could ever repay that team. It's interesting. Why not pay the man? He's the best quarterback. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's still producing for you. You were close to a Super Bowl. I don't know what the hell is going on in Green Bay. If it's the front office thinking that they can go on without him, I think that's foolish, but we'll see what happens over the course of the year. But I don't think it's going to be a good relationship if this continues to spill over between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. I mean, look at Jeopardy, for goodness sakes. Look at the smile on Aaron Rodgers' face when he was asked the question jokingly at the end of Final Jeopardy about going for that field goal.
Yeah, I know. Even he laughed.
That question.
Even he laughed. I know. He was so for the record, according to Mike Florio, a Pro Football Talk, who's also a credible source, I would say, and I don't do gossip and stuff, but it is what it is. And they did draft Jordan Love. So like I said, I never believed in he's demanding a trade. And that was what I said earlier tonight. He didn't demand a trade. He's asking him, stop screwing me around. You guys, do you want Jordan Love to be the quarterback? And like, am I looking over my shoulder here? Like, what's up? So for the record, the three teams that Aaron Rodgers wants to play for and would play for: San Francisco 49ers. Of course, that's his hometown team. The Broncos and the Raiders. So the 49ers just traded up to get Trey Lance. They're not making more trades and blah, blah, blah and stuff. So the Denver Broncos, they didn't pull the trigger with a quarterback today, Julio. Maybe the Broncos are thinking, you know what, maybe we can do this. And, man, Aaron Rodgers in Las Vegas with the Raiders, holy crap. And what, then Carr is with the Pack? Carr? What happens to Carr after? A lot of intrigue out here, Julio.
You saw over the course of this past season how the NFL trade deadline is trying to turn into something big. So as I said a moment ago about this potential relationship between Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, and the Packers front office, I wouldn't be stunned if there was a midseason trade. But I could see Aaron going to the Broncos next season. That would be a great fit considering the great defense they have out there and a potential chance to go to the Super Bowl. If Aaron Rodgers is going anywhere, it's a team that's built for the playoffs and built for a chance to win the Super Bowl. He's not going to go to even the Raiders. I kind of find puzzling because I don't think the Raiders are Super Bowl contenders in my eyes.
No, you know what though? I guess, you know, well, look, the Raiders were a Bay Area team, so we grew up with that team as well. But if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Raiders, he makes them better. Even though Carr really wasn't the problem, you know what I mean? Even though Carr's not really fully the problem, per se. But, you know, I'm just saying, as far as the Bears are concerned, the 7.5 is intriguing when you consider, as we stated, there's an 17-game season now, right? So they just have to go 8-9. 8-9. So, Julio, exciting stuff going on in the Windy City right now. Like we said,
yeah.
I knew earlier today when you were coming on, it's like, I know something big's going to happen with the Bears today. I'm not surprised at all that they traded up to get a quarterback.
Look, whether this is a complete failure, Bears fans have more respect. People in the media who cover the Bears have more respect for Ryan Pace, who's going to go down with the ship. He, again, didn't care about draft commodity. He was going to go down with the ship and go after the best quarterback available in his eyes, and that was Justin Fields. Again, whether this is a failure, you have to give credit to Ryan Pace. This galvanizes a fan base that going into this offseason was in a cold hell game, not knowing where this franchise was going, pissed off at the team, pissed off at front office, pissed off at coaches. So this move with Justin Fields, at least today, people going to bed tonight are happy to be a Bears fan. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. Again, this could be actually – Jim McMahon said a couple of weeks ago, being a Bears quarterback is where quarterbacks ought to die. Justin Fields has a chance to change that perception.
Did Jim McMahon say that in Chicago a couple weeks ago? That's funny. Jim McMahon. It's been a rough go over the years, if you think about it, at the quarterbacks. It has been. It's been a rough ride. It's been a rough go taking quarterbacks. I was thinking about Mike Tomczak. You know, of course, yeah, Harbaugh. Harbaugh got yelled at all the time and stuff. And, you know, and then McMahon had that great, great defense behind him. I think you got yourself a quarterback for real here. I think you got yourself a quarterback for real, Julio. Like I said, I'm excited, and this Green Bay stuff is interesting to see how it. Because another thing is too, if you're Green Bay, did you really take a quarterback in the first round last year, never to play him as well? So it's interesting. You're right. Really going to push Aaron Rodgers out, but we've seen this before, guys. You know what it is, Julio? I don't know if you remember the old days, but I remember Dan Marino and Scott Mitchell, man. Jimmy Johnson ran Dan Marino out of town because he was like, enough, man. I'm just going to go with this Scott Mitchell dude. I don't care if you're Dan Marino. And, you know, I think this is the Tom Brady factor as well, Julio, in which look at Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, these other quarterbacks are driven now to say, you know what, I want to go somewhere else too, and I want to win a Super Bowl for my legacy. And Tom Brady admitted it after. They said after, basically told someone, I don't know who it was, like Arians, I think, Bruce Arians, like after, you know, they said, man, what drove you so much this year, whatever, and to, you know, to leave New England and everything. And he basically stated that it bothered him that Peyton Manning had won Super Bowls with two different teams, bro. What a competitive son of a bitch, huh? He said Peyton Manning was the only guy ever to win Super Bowls with two different teams. I wanted to accomplish that as well.
And again, you know, Aaron Rodgers is still competing at an MVP type level. He's still playing at a Hall of Fame type resume. So if he was playing at a mediocre pace, you'd understand why Green Bay would want to get rid of him. But no one can understand, no NFL fan, not even a diehard Packer fan can understand why in the world the Packers front office and Matt LaFleur think that their success is because of that.
Oh, here's a new report. We were talking about the three teams. Here's a new one. Denver Broncos heating up here, Julio. Heating up. The Denver Broncos are all in on Aaron Rodgers. More with Julio on the other side.
Coming at you all day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. All right, we're throwing it down with our main man, the Windy City Sports Report. Julio kicking with us. And of course, Julio's a play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls. And Julio, my Toronto Raptors are fading, and I don't have a problem with this, speaking of drafts. So hopefully you guys, Toronto, you better fade for real now. Like, fade away for real now. None of this crap, and like, now you're out by 2.5. Just start losing and just get as good a draft pick as possible right now. And the Chicago Bulls, Julio, really screwed this up. Like, the Bulls are now suddenly 2 games back. I don't know if you can really blame the Bulls. The Bulls are 4-6 in their last 10. We knew as Coach Donovan stated, I'm a big Donovan guy, as he stated, it's tough to change how you play and change your roster, you know, at this late in the season. And then you've had injury problems, right? Then Levine's get COVID, etc. So it's been a bumpy ride. I'm not going to blame them, so to speak. But from where they were a couple of weeks ago to where they are now. But with that being stated, the Wizards, guys, the Wizards, Julio, just been so stupid, super hot. What are you going to do? I don't know if the Wizards can keep this up, but it's looking like the Wizards are going to get this 10th spot right now. Maybe the 9 hole even.
And I hope the... Yeah, I hope the Wizards do. I'll be pulling for them. I'll even back them, Gabe. But I think for both Toronto and Chicago, it's best if both don't make the play-in tournament, rest up for the offseason, get a shot at a good lottery pick, and try to use that at either drafting a decent player or use it as a trade chip. Definitely for the Bulls.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, there's no one to blame with Levine being down. It's almost a blessing in disguise, Gabe.
It really is. All right, Julio, great stuff as always, my man. Check Julio out on the Score in the Windy City and, of course, the Windy City Bulls. And we're going to talk some G League prospects and stuff like that with these players stepping up and talk some G League basketball and more. Julio, always a pleasure, my man.
Yep, take care. God bless. Thank you, Gabe.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. God bless you as well, Julio. And interesting, Cam Newton, Auburn, Mac Jones, Alabama, bring it.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.